What I'd like to share is another transition that actually is going to need to take place. At the end of this year, I'm going to be having to step aside and take a retirement and say goodbye to being lead pastor here at Mariners Church. And isn't it great to say, hey, welcome to Mariners Church, I'm leaving, goodbye, for all you newcomers. But I've been here since the time of Moses, honestly, I have, and I'm feeling strongly led that it's time for a new beginning of a new pastor to come. And while I wanted to keep going and wish I could keep going till the rapture, I can't. I just can't. I'm not young anymore. COVID took a lot out of the church, and that was hard to get re-going again. We've had some we've had some staff challenges, and then surgery I had and radiation just kicked my tail, and I've not come back as strong as I was. And I know I've slowed way down, and I'm just not able to do the ministry that needs to be done here. And there's a lot more to ministry in a church than just simply Sunday morning. There's an awful lot that goes on with the organizational part of it, that which has never been my strength anyway. It's now kind of getting not that good. If you're into tech, if you're into tech stuff, I'm like your cell phone battery. Every day you have it, it's losing power. And even though you charge up to 100%, it's 100% of what? 60%. And so while I can get charged up each week, I'm running at about 60%. If you're into sports, the analogy is this. I'm a starting pitcher whose fastball is now about 70 miles an hour. Okay, it's going to get hit out of the park an awful lot. And it's really hard for me to do this, as I've never really wanted to stop, but it's just I'm understanding for the health and betterment of what God wants to do through you all and through this place. It's best that somebody comes in with new energy and new vision. And on the last Sunday, I was sitting in the back, and it's like, oh, I'm fighting back all these kinds of tears that's going on. Because what I love is to see you people, see you, all of you, grow in your faith and move closer to God. And I love seeing an organization like this, congeal and grow and learn to love each other. I love that more than life. And I mean, God's loved me to do it for a whole bunch of years, and that's a good thing. And I know this place, and it needs a pastor who has a lot more strength and energy and vision than I have at this point in time in my life. And it's not fair to you for me to stay on just because this is what I would want. I'm going to tell you what it means, and first of all, a few knots, okay, a few knots. I'm not going anywhere soon, okay? I'd love to finish out the year if I can. So we've got 10 more months at least together. And the change we're looking at again is sometime in the winter. I'm not being recruited away by a church in Bakersfield, okay? It's not happening. It's not going to happen. Lisa and I are not moving out of the area, and we're planning on attending and serving here. This is our church family. I mean, this is our home, and we love you guys, more than life itself almost. And I'm not being forced out, okay, by the Brussels Sprout Growers Association. They're not doing this. Okay, we're not. And a few things that we as a church are doing, okay. We are starting the process to search. The steering team knows. Our leadership team knows. They've known for about a month now. We're getting some outside help, Venture Churches. It's kind of the organization that helped plant this church. It will be our partner in this, and they know the whole process and protocol. This church has been a bunch of years without having to go through this, and so we don't know what we're doing. I don't know what I'm doing, and so we're going to get help for this. Forming search teams, some from the steering team, some also from you. We're going to create like a culture document and vision and purpose document and an ideal pastor description and we'll do interviews and send them out and all of that. You'll have a chance to meet, eventually meet and eventually vote on this person. And next week, we're going to have, after the second service, just a very informal Q&A session. Staff will be here, and if you want to come back, I know this is first service, if you want to come or come back, we're just going to sit around and talk about it. And what it means, and we'll be answering your questions. A request in all of this. Pray for Lisa and I, Lisa and me. It's not easy. This is not an easy thing because it's a transition. You know, there's a transition for us. Well, we're going to need to grieve the change. You know, it's a change, and we grieve and all that. And it's been, it's been our life, and you've been our love. You really have. And so pray for us. Pray also for the guy that's coming. You know, he didn't even know it yet, okay? He didn't even know, I want to say, what he's in for. He doesn't know what he's in for by being blessed by you guys and all that. And anyway, I think I made it through without bawling too much. And I'm going to ask us, we're going to finish up the service, and I'm going to ask us to sing a song. It meant so much to me when I was going through all this nutty surgery and all this kind of stuff. But it means a lot to me because the thing about this church, and it's about really the goodness of God. It's just a chorus. And I'm going to invite you to stand with me, if you would, please. And Mark's going to lead us, and then we're going to be done. God bless you guys. Love you. But let's sing together in worship.